The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And the very end of the chapter says that if we shrink back, he will not be pleased with us. But we are not a people who shrink back. Mm-hmm. We are people that stay out there and do what God has called us to do. And we let the turbulence of these times that are so frightening, instead of being scared and cowardly, we get out there and do what we have been called to do.
James and Betty, along with Bible teacher Beth Moore, explain how God can use turbulent times to propel you into freedom and living fully alive.
The Lord wants us to know His voice and hear Him. But you will not know His voice and hear Him and know it's really His voice if you're a stranger to His divine nature. And you must know His Word. You must know the Word so you measure the sounds in the spirit world. You have to. And not only that, you got to be with people who know His Word and who have true spiritual discernment, who can help you know when you get off track. Beth said on a program, we're getting away from the Word just trying to be nice. You know, we can be nice. You know, I've met with Pope Francis. He's nice, but he's got some real bad advisors. And we've been trying to show that to the whole Catholic and Protestant world. And I want to tell you something. When God gets through doing what He wants to do in the power of the Spirit, you're going to quit talking about Protestant and Catholic. You're going to realize we're the body of Christ and we're going to start looking like Jesus, and nobody's going to notice our past heritage. They're not even going to notice our race. We're just going to glow with the glory of God. Now, that's what we need to do. I want to welcome all of you to life today. We're so glad that you're joining us. I'm James Robinson. This is Betty, and Beth Moore is here. Would you welcome Beth here today and all of you who joined us?
So much fun.
I'm about to talk to you about a determined eagle. But before I do that, I want to cut back to something I said as we had gone off the air to the audience here. Just a couple of minutes of that. Watch. If you walk out of here with your eyes fixed on Jesus to plow straight, everywhere you look, you're going to behold His glory. See, I look over at this little bronze of a deer. Now, by the way, if you wonder, you'll know, if I don't get to tell the whole audience, I'll tell you. But this is a deer that we actually saw. It's an artist shot at it, but I got to tell you something. Artists here can't touch God's artistry. And I think some people say, why do people think elk or deer, why do they think that's a prize? Because it's a bronze by God. None of them are the same. And that's why artists try to copy them. The greatest artists try to copy them. This deer was named Majesty. And see, when I look at that, what you don't understand is I'm going to tell you one of the reasons a deer is great. Like I said, I may not get to teach this here. I don't know whether we will or not, but listen to me. A deer is not the smartest animal, but it's the most alert. You cannot believe how alert they are, because most of you have never seen them. You don't even behold His glory too often. You're too hidden. You can get in the prayer closet and behold His glory, but if you walk in His glory everywhere you look, you're going to behold His glory. If you don't see Him in everything, you won't see Him in anything. I can't see a bird and not see Him. Betty commented driving up here last night, we must have seen 1,000 birds on just a few sets of irons. Unbelievable. Yeah. And you know what I thought when I looked at it? I said, look, what a mighty God we have. Amen. He's feeding every one of them. And the government hadn't fed them a thing. And I'm looking to Uncle Sam. They're looking to Father God. And we need to learn the same thing. And let me tell you something, church. Our politicians won't teach the truth unless they hear God. And you don't just need to find leaders who ask you to pray. You need to find leaders who know how to pray. And who know they can't make it without praying. And then they can help lead us out of this ditch of defeat and despair and debt and absolute suicidal insanity. Are you listening to me? It's up to the Church of the Living God to get these messages out to a world in darkness. We got to quit acting like Democrats and Republicans, Protestants and Catholics, and become the children of the Most High God. Right. And exalt Him His name above every name. that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, who's rejoicing in His family. I want to be part of the family that makes the Father rejoice.
Amen.
I pray the Lord applies everything to your heart that He wants to make that kingdom imprint. Now, just remember, we're left here for this kingdom. The kingdom, Jesus said, is at hand. The kingdom, He said, is within you. And we're to pray, Thy will be done, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, right here on this earth, right now, as it is in heaven. Because you see, there's no battle in the next kingdom. There's no enemy. Everything's underfoot. We got to put on an armor here. And we got to become like a determined eagle. Those of you here in the studio, you have this and you can read. Determined, now listen to it. Determined to soar on the turbulence of the times. You agree there's turbulence in our times? We're going to soar. We don't fear turbulence. We're going to be lifted by a power mightier than anything on this earth. And we don't do it in our strength. Eagles do not rise high because of their strength. They ride the turbulence to great heights. And by divine design, they seek it and they overcome. They even use it for their advantage. The turbulence of the times and the challenges of the day, the Word of God, Isaiah 40, 31, those who wait and who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like the eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. This is the way God wants us to live. Now, I want you just to pause and just think a minute about an eagle. Incredible vision. The church needs vision. As believers, we need vision. We need to see the truth in a realm of deception and destruction and dissension and division. We need to see clearly as He sees. He will enable us to do that. Ask God to give you vision. Without vision, the people perish. The vision must be of the Lord and His will and His kingdom. Now, we're going to overcome turbulence by taking advantage of the challenges this day presents. Do you realize that there is not one challenge people created in the image of God cannot meet? There's not one issue, not one need they can't together with God's guidance and His wisdom and direction and divine oversight meet. In all these turbulent times, our shepherd will lead us beside still waters calm by His presence. He's the one that brings peace. He will even give us comfort and peace in the valley of any shadow, including death. He will prepare a table before us in the presence of all of our accusers and those who hate us. Right now, there's an all-out war, we say, on Christians. It's not on Christians. It's on Jesus Himself. Jesus, the name above every name, is the name that people do not want to hear. And it is the name they must hear because it's the person they must know in order to know the Father. Eagles, amazing. They are designed for speed that they can't generate. They are predators, and they even prey on predators. A snake is an enemy. They lift that snake in their talons, and they are unhurtable because he can't penetrate, and they often drop the serpent on a rock. Isn't that what we do with the enemy of God's truth? Just drop the serpent on the rock. The rock that followed them in the wilderness was Jesus, and they got water out of the rock. We build our lives and our future on the solid rock of what He says. That's what you build your home, your relationships, your marriage, your communities, and yes, your nation, on a solid rock of God's truth. And by the way, Beth Moore is here. You want to welcome her. She's here. And she's the one over here that's saying to me, James, you share what's on your heart. And I'm obeying the Lord, and I'm really responding to your charge and to your challenge. I've just had my 72nd birthday. You know, Betty and I have been married for more than 52 years, so we've been on a lengthy journey. Sometimes I feel more weary than I used to. I want to say to the seniors, to baby boomers and older, to grandparents and great-grandparents, This is your day.
Absolutely.
This is the day the Lord made for you.
That's right.
Because you have an understanding of the Father and the times that a lot of people don't have. But you're going to have to show them the Father that these young people really want to meet and really want to hear. Beth, I'm asking everybody watching to put their hand to the plow and say, I'm going straight toward Jesus. Amen. I won't look right or left. I'm going to exalt Him. With every breath, I'm going to be a witness for Him and become a determined eagle. I believe those of us who become that will be a remnant that awakens the remnant. And God knows we need an awakening in our day.
James, I'm just dying to tell them something, because one of the things that I say to people that I'll run into, whether it's in the grocery store, whether it's in an airport, in a Starbucks, wherever it may be, I meet people all the time that tell me to tell you guys how much they love you. And I love to tell them you would even love them more if you knew them face to face. And I want every single viewer to know this, and everyone who is with us face to face. You told me this about the eagle and the turbulence on the phone to me when I was telling you about an area of obedience. I want to say this to you. The thing about James and Betty is you're not seeing anything that is put on here, pretentious here. I have personal revival when I talk to them on the phone. And I want to just remind you of when you said it to me, because I was telling you that God had really called me to an area of obedience and really called me to launch out. He said, you know, this was not in words that I could hear audibly in my heart. He pressed upon me that I had served for a very long time, several decades, right in the same field. And he was saying, now I want you to go anywhere, do anything, stand in front of any group where I send you. And I was telling you on the phone, there will be people that will not understand. There will be critics that will be very, very loud about it and decide that I have lost my mind and that I have lost my doctrine. And you said something to me. For one thing, James, you always say this. You love them. I don't care how people hate you. You love them. I'm just going to love them. And I'm always going like, okay, but they're mean. I know, but you're going to love them. But James, sometimes they're lying. I don't care. You're just going to love them. But you said to me on the phone, you know what I'm praying, Beth? I'm praying that every bit of that turbulence, these exact words, that like an eagle, that turbulence would not cause you to descend, but it would cause you to rise up and fly in a way you have never flown in your life. And so I'm astounded hearing you tell it to all of the audience and to all that are listening and watching, because I am telling you that's not something he just came up with for a big audience. It's something he said to me on the phone. And I got off the phone and thought, I received that. Yeah. I receive that. If turbulence is not fun, and there can be thunder and lightning involved in it and all sorts of harsh winds, but to think, no, that's exactly what will become that kind of fuel under those wings. So that just delights me. That just delights me. That is what it's going to take, that kind of persistence. The Word says in Hebrews chapter 10, when it talks about you've got to persevere. You cannot let go of your confidence, because you have got to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He's promised. And the very end of the chapter says that if we shrink back, He will not be pleased with us, but we are not a people who shrink back. Mm-mm. We are people that stay out there and do what God has called us to do, and we let the turbulence of these times that are so frightening, instead of being scared and cowardly, we get out there and do what we have been called to do.
Well, we are in the midst of the turbulence.
Yes,
now
we are.
In our world. Our whole world is in turmoil. And it's not, I don't see it getting better.
No.
We have got to lay bare before God. And that means on our faces, starting right there. Because I know every time I've had turbulence personally in my life, it took me to my face and to His Word. And His Word, as you said before, it's the sword by which we stand, by which God has given us the tool to put on His armor. And He gave us that armor for a purpose, because there was going to be a battle. And even in the midst of the storm, there can be joy, there can be peace, there can be a relationship with Him that you never dreamed about before. Because I know in the loss of our daughter, I felt such hurt and such pain, and it's coming now in our world. But at the same time, I've never felt so close as I did to God in those moments. because every day I had to get on my face and cry out to Him. He loves to hear us cry out to Him because He's close. You don't have to shout. You just think it. God, I need You. He's going to bring us to this place to where we need Him. Yes. And He wants to be needed.
Yes.
And we need Him. Yes. So please understand, there's no more playing games.
No, there's not, Betty.
There's no more playing church. Amen. It's about God. It isn't about us. It's about Him and what He wants to do through our lives. We are here for a purpose. We're not just supposed to sit back and say, oh, God, I'm ready for You to take me, or I'll just stay in my little shelter, my little place, until I come to go to be with You. No, that's not living. That's being dead on this place. That's not really living. Living is kingdom living.
That's right.
And knowing that you can be victorious in the battle. It's not being you have power over the enemy. And when he knows that you know that, he sure draws back in his shelter, in his place. So please understand, now is the time. I believe it, Beth, that God is saying, come on out.
That's right.
Come on out.
That's right. Betty, something that you did, I think people need to know this, because nobody can do that for you. As much as you were both parents and had lost the same child, you could not grieve for James, and James could not grieve for you. You could grieve together, but there was a place you had to go with Jesus. And I want people to know, because we were good friends through this whole thing. And I know, Betty, you got up with him day after day before dawn, got in his word with your iPad. I can still see that iPad in my mind where you would bring up those verses and then you would just write down your responses to what Jesus was laying on your heart and what you were saying back to him through his word. And that's what it takes. It's got to be a people doing the real thing, that we're not just because that we're not going to make it in these turbulent times as Sunday Christians, James. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. We've got to get up and seek Him ourselves. We've got to find that strength. We've got to find that intimacy. We've got to know that we have a place in these turbulent times. Don't just look to your leaders. Mm-hmm. If you are a Jesus follower, you are leading.
That's right.
If you're following Jesus, your job is that other people through you would be invited or attracted to follow Jesus too.
Exactly.
Invited or attracted to follow Jesus too. You are a leader. Hopefully somebody's going to follow you to follow Jesus. They're going to follow you long enough to see that you're going to, listen, this is who I'm following, Jesus. And that's what you have done. That's what both of you have done. One reason why the fire of God still stays so hot and aflame on both of you is that you have never quit going to Him for a fresh word from the pages of Scripture, for fresh direction. You have never ceased believing that He had something new for you to do in this season. We're not retiring. If we've got retirement, then that just means you've got more time to live the gospel of the living Lord Jesus Christ and get your tail out there and do what God has called you to do.
Amen. And we must never let the enemy make us feel disqualified because
of
any frailty, failure, or weakness.
Thank you. Thank you.
Never. Because the enemy will tell you, you're not worthy, you're not qualified. You know, I commented to some of my family, matter of fact, some of the grandchildren, I said, it's amazing how all you cousins, you 11 grandkids, 6 guys, 5 girls, how much you all love each other. And it just thrills us to see that. And I almost found myself being moved to weep. It was like the Father said, God the Father, you have no idea how I long to see my family love each other. Really love each other. Herein Jesus said, will this old world in darkness know you are my disciples because of the way you love one another and you love those who are in darkness and defeated. And I'm telling you, a fatherless world, Beth, I believe this, will be attracted to the Father when they see Him in the family and the way we love each other. This is the reason, and I'm telling you, we could sit for days with you in the presence of the Lord. We have literally taken, and Betty kind of inspired us to go here because she went back. 10 years ago, when we all first sat down and started talking about freedom, you had written Breaking Free. We'd experienced some incredible deliverance in our lives. A little shy girl suddenly sitting on television. All of a sudden, I'm preaching to everyone. I'm not in this Baptist brigade anymore, which oftentimes can become, with any sectarian position, it can become a place of bondage.
Yes.
And the Lord said, look, you go to my church, and I don't put walls up around it. I put a hedge around it. I don't put them in prison. I set them free from prison. And the Lord sent me to everybody. You don't need to scold me if I preach to Catholics or I go over and preach to the Muslims. I'm going to preach Jesus to all of them. I'm going to preach Jesus to Baptists. I'm going to preach to Protestants and to Catholics and people who have no banner. Jesus is the hope. This is what we're left here for, fully alive. We have shared the series. Betty, you saw those messages. Mm-hmm. We brought them in. Beth came in and taught additional material that I'm telling you on the freedom we can have in Christ. Robert Morris preached a series to Gateway, and it became a book on Truly Free. We want to send you what we believe will take you into the presence of God, where you will begin to live free and fully alive. Not freed from the battle, but freed into the battle to suit up and win as overcomers in this life. You're going to see right now some of the things in that material that we want to send, what's available. Here's what we're asking you to do. Here as we end the year. Many of you make year-end gifts because it is meaningful. But we want that year-end gift to have a dynamic effect. So you're going to help us proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth and to undergird not only all the outreaches of water and food and those things and setting people free from trafficking, but evangelism and outreaches and crusades in special ways and areas. And I pray that you'll ask God to direct you and you request the material that I believe God will use to help you become an expression of Christ's body and reveal the Father to a world in desperate need. We long to help you. You go online, lifetoday.org, or dial that number. You simply make the gift God puts on your heart, knowing that we're going to consistently, with your assistance, share the greatest gift, and that's the life that's found in Christ. Thank you so much for your response.
Introducing Fully Alive, a revolutionary new series that will empower you to walk in spiritual freedom and newness of life every day. Through 8 power-packed audio messages, James and Betty Robison join with Beth Moore and Robert Morris to equip believers for victory. With teaching and testimony rooted in Scripture, Fully Alive is a powerful weapon in the fight to tear down the enemy's strongholds and help you live in the freedom and fullness of God's Holy Spirit power. Call now to receive Fully Alive on audio CD or USB flash drive with your gift of just $40 or more. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Fully Alive series along with 2 life-changing books, Audacious by Beth Moore and Truly Free by Robert Morris. Also, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request Majesty, our beautiful new bronze sculpture for 2016, featuring a buck in regal stance, reflecting the handiwork of God's creation. And remember, your gift today will help tens of thousands come to Christ through our evangelism efforts, including large outdoor crusades, film evangelism, and the many other outreaches where we are able to offer the hope and salvation of Jesus to a world in need. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly.
Jesus said, go into all the world and share the gospel. Make it plain, demonstrate it to every creature, everywhere. And keep that picture in your mind. Every village in India, reach with the gospel, okay?
In the nations throughout the world where Life Outreach International and its partners are working, there are multitudes of people who have not yet heard the good news of Jesus' restoring love. This is our challenge, to reach them with the gospel.
Say, Lord Jesus, I call upon your name.
our mission of feeding the hungry, providing water for the thirsty, shelter to the orphan, rescuing young girls from human trafficking. These are all acts of compassion with the goal to offer Jesus in word and deed, to offer hope, and to offer salvation to all who will hear.
James and Betty, I don't know how to say thank you. We've been partners now for, I think, almost 24 years, maybe longer. And your investments in India and our film teams has helped to reach tens of millions of people. And on behalf of the hundreds and hundreds of young men and women that are going out nightly and showing Dayasaga, thank you, thank you. God bless you. A great harvest of souls.
The only way we can continue these outreaches is for you to partner with us. And together, we can provide not only the basics of life, but offer hope as we spread the gospel and win more souls in 2016 in over 15 nations.
I'm praying that God will raise up Christians who will be determined eagles, determined to soar in the turbulence of our times, the challenges of the day. Live in fullness, fully alive. Ask for the series. I really believe that it is anointed in such a way that it could actually reach the remnant that will awaken the remnant that will lead to the spiritual awakening so the world beholds Him in His glory before He comes in glory for a church adorned in glory. Thank all of you for being here. Thanks, Beth Moore. Thank you.
Such a joy.
What a blessing. Thank you, honey. God really would use you. Thank you so much. Don't miss any program this week.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today. From the HGTV show My Big Family Renovation, author, blogger, and speaker Jen Hatmaker explains her new book, For the Love, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.